This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. I like the Amber
Joseph. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk with Todd Cuden, Denise Dirks, Fred Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Talk to your local counsel about anything that you need legally. However, we have finally realized and are now allowing you at this second, first and second hour to use us as the experts at the Thanksgiving dinner table and at the dinner table with the relatives at Christmas or whatever, Hanukkah, whatever you do. Okay? So, yeah, that's the thing that we think that it brings the power to knock your in-laws down if you really are upset and want to just disagree with them. Well, on Radio Law Talk.
What's more, Mr. Penny, they can actually go to the website and find the episode in which that discussion was held, and they could play it at the dinner table over their iPhone or their Android and say, see? Do you see what I mean? Case closed.
Yeah, of course it's probably...
It'd be obviously persuasive.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. It holds no merit, but that's okay. They don't know that, right?
Well, merit's not relevant. Who's talking about
exactly
merit?
Right. All right, but don't go to court and use it. Use it, hire an attorney. So, second hour, we're so excited to have not just one hour one and hour three, but now hour two of Case or No Case, our listeners' favorite, what do we call this? Event?
Feature
party,
bit.
Feature bit, whatever it is. Yeah. Roll it, Cal.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Smoked us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I take you to the story of the case of the missing valuable prototype. One of the most valuable Star Wars toys is a toy that never got into production, called the Rocket Fett. It was cool because this was a little guy named Fett with a spring-loaded rocket on his back. Smart idea, cool toy. Everybody loved it. Not, because in the testing stages when they were producing the prototypes, mass-producing them, a kid shot the rocket into his mouth. It went down and got lodged in his lung, so they had to perform a surgical operation and take out the little rocket. So the executives at Kenner said, let's stop producing the Rocket Fett in that fashion. Let's just make a, you know, molded rocket and not worry about it. And everybody said, fine. So the team members who were working on the Rocket Fett project said, quick, grab those prototypes and let's sneak them out of the factory. Let's take them home. They're going to be worth some money someday. And they did. They just walked out of the factory with the Rocket Fett production prototypes. And the managers of the Kenner Toy Company found out about it. And as you might think, it was the source of some serious discussion. Mr. Cunin, you got to go last to last time. And so I think it's only fair that I ask you, case or no case?
For strategic reasons, I am going to forgo my normal, blustery, long-winded explanations, and I am just going to simply say, no case.
No case?
No case.
Well, why? Fred wants to know.
I am dead last here, and if I say why...
He's so competitive.
I know.
He's like, doesn't want to give up his strategy.
Yes, yes. A strategy that has been paying off so well for me up until now, that has securely given me a secure lock on last place.
All right, Denise, we'll let you go second, then when that way Fred can lead off the next hour. Denise, you're second. Go ahead. What do you think?
All right, so it's called Rocket Fett.
Rocket Fett. F-E-T.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
two T's, I'm sorry.
Spring-loaded, so that when, if he shot it in his mouth, the actual little rocket piece went down.
Yes, he had a backpack, right, and you push the rocket down on the spring, and then you push a little release lever, and the rocket would go boom. And I'm sure the kid, I'm just speculating, said, hey, I can catch a bullet in my teeth like that, watch me. then it really went down the
tube. Wait, how was that again, Cal?
And so now the scientists, what are they called?
Well, you know, the
designers and whatever.
Yeah.
They took it, and then the company found out about it. So presumably it's the company versus the guys that took it.
The design team that designed Rocket Fett said, this is the second wave of Star Wars toys, by the way. That the first wave was starting, and then the second, all of a sudden, Kenner's going, we got to build toys like crazy.
So the design team got sued by the company, or?
The design team walked out of the factory with the prototypes, and that's my question. What kind of case would it be, and what was the outcome?
Okay, now I'm getting a little better. So it would be a case to, they could file to get an injunction so that they cannot release those to anybody or utilize those. I do believe the design team works for the company, so it is ultimately the company's property, and they can also try to recover the property back, and it's a trademark, not a patent, probably not that far, but at least a trademark or some kind of a copyright infringement, design infringement, utility patent or something. And so with regard to that, I would say that it is no case.
All that, and we come back with no case.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I say no case because it's so clever and cute, and the design team that took it didn't do anything with it yet.
Oh, and, yes, they did.
Oh, so that's what we're facts
yes,
are
they
missing.
Did.
No case.
These toys are worth, these days on the market, they're worth about $75,000.
Oh, without ever being released to the market?
Cool. That's what makes them valuable.
Oh, yes. So it becomes something rare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I still say no case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what's your thought?
First of all, you answered the question. I said, what is serious discussion is all you say. What does that mean? Cal goes, instead of, okay, this is a lawsuit. No, it's a serious discussion. That's what threw me, but it sounds like.
Well, I can't tell you. It's a case because then it's case or no case. But you know.
Who sued and who, but you've got that figured out. I mean, all along, I was no case. I mean, I was a no case from day one on this. I think this is a true story. I think it's a true story, but I don't think it's a case. But now my strategy is, by the way, 855 Law Radio, or you can tweet it at Radio Law Talk. My strategy is, can I get ahead of these two individuals sitting next to me if I say it's a case? I'm taking a risk, and I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to say...
Strategery.
I'm going to say it's a true... it's a true story. I know it's not. I think it's not a case, but I'm going to say it's a case just so I can try to get points. And so that is what I'm saying, Cal. That is. Can I say that? Can I say it's a true story, and it's not a case, but I know it's a case, but it's not a case because I want points.
Sure, you can do that. So you're saying true story, but no case.
No, I'm true story. Yeah, the answer is true story, but no case. But I'm taking the odds and saying case because I watched Princess Bride, okay? And I know what Princess Bride. You are in the process of tricking me by going around it, and I'm going to say, this is a true story and not a case, but I'm going to change it to true story and a case so I can try to get points.
Of course, but I knew you would say that. I knew you would say that because that's why I did this. So, I spent the last 5 years building up iocane powder. That's why the cup with the poison is clearly in front of you.
That's because Todd doing Princess Bride. That's it. Those of you who are listening going, what? You've got to go watch Princess Bride, the movie, and find out the strategery. What is he, Greek? Or
he's Sicilian. It's just like not attacking Russia in the winter. Never argue with a Sicilian.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to be back. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, you here, but tell us what you think about this, if it's true and if it's a case, or do you think Cal is just pulling our leg? You know, I think Cal's pulling our leg and it's not a case, but again, I gotta get points. All right, we'll be back right after this, these wonderful messages.
And they say those in the legal profession are not competitive. Stay tuned. We may take a call and more coming up right next on right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back to the Fred Penny Sicilian show.
Sicilian!
Live. Yeah, and we're trying to figure out this case or no case. What it is there's a valuable prototype rocket FET. That was not Hasbro, but it was
Kenner.
Kenner made of base called. It shot a little rocket out, and it was for the Star Wars. And apparently, they didn't use this. It was a prototype, and all the individuals that worked there, that were the design team, took it, and then it became valuable. And whether or not this is a quote
serious discussion, whatever that means, with Cal. But is this a case? Is it a real story? And who can be sued? That's what we basically come down to. And then it was Denise said, with a lot of intelligent analysis, no case, and it's a fake. And Todd said nothing, with which was intelligent also, and said it was intelligent, no case. And I said a bunch of rambling googly-gop and said it is absolutely a true story and not a case, but I said I need points, so I'm going to say it's a case.
Hmm.
There you go, Cal.
That about sums it up.
Now, wait. He said it was a case, but who wins?
Yes.
Don't we have to have an answer to that?
I don't think that's an answer, Fred.
Kenner wins. Yeah. Kenner wins.
Okay, so the toy people, you say, in the case that you say is not a case, you
that's
say the
not
toy
a case,
people
win. I'm trying for points.
All right, no, I got you. It's all strategery. All right, so now here's the thing. This actual toy was something that upended the entire Star Wars collection community. I mean, this was an outrage. Because the guy who actually bought one of these, and I think there were 8 of them in circulation, the guy who bought one of these had a frequent friend and a guy with whom he did business all the time go into his museum where he had 200,000 pieces of Star Wars stuff and steal it from him.
Whoa.
And it just turned the whole collection community upside down. Now the guy doesn't give tours anymore. He has guards, you know, the whole thing. Because before it was a close-knit little group, and he'd take his friends through, and, hey, sure, look at my stuff, right? Well, here's the simple of what it gets down to. Those of you who say that this was a case, that would be Fred Penny.
Thanks. I knew it. Trying to go with the Sicilian argument.
What I found interesting about this whole thing is nobody at Kenner has ever been prosecuted for taking prototypes. If they build the prototype and they put it in manufacture and the company takes it off the line, they're welcome to take them home. There's never been a case charged in conjunction with taking these prototypes. And the people building it were smart enough to say, this is going to be worth some money. I'm going to take one of these bad boys home. So they did. They gathered them up and they took them home. And eventually they made them out into the collector's community. And like I said, the last article I read on this, and I think it was in Popular Mechanics or somewhere that I read an article on this whole thing. They got a whole big long deal on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it was worth about $75,000 for
wow.
one of these toys.
So that was a perk of the job, right?
Yeah, it's just, hey, you mm-hmm. designed it. We're not going to build it. Take it on. Let your kids play with it. Let your kids get the rocket in their lung. Yes, Fred.
Does Cal, does that mean our first prototype Radio Law Talk show that we're disaster are worth lots of money out there when we're famous? Like, we're semi-famous now? Does that mean those are worth money? Like, excuse me, we're Radio Law Talk. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I am Fred Penny. This is Radio Law Talk. We are going to talk about the law talk.
Yeah,
your turn.
I think so.
I think we're
going to
talk about marijuana. What happens next? I don't know. Denise got high.
Denise, your turn.
My turn.
I think the one that will be valuable is when you guys told all of your little stories with Rodriguez and stealing the newspaper thing. Denise sunbathing naked. Todd.
I wasn't here that day. I was gone. Yeah.
Okay, you guys. I went back to the place of the crime.
Did you?
Last weekend.
My
husband tried so hard to get me to take a picture of the roof.
And put it on Radio Law Talk.
I just couldn't do it.
Oh, you should have.
It didn't look as intimidating as it was when I was young. You know, it looked like just a flat little rooftop. It just didn't look like it was all that
funny. It depends on your vantage.
Flat little rooftop. You know,
the old guy that lives across the street is like, he's got the binoculars out. Hey, that girl's back again. And the guy with her is trying to get her to get up there. Oh.
Wait a minute. She doesn't look quite the same. She's beautiful, but
I've been waiting for this day for years.
No, I found out. So a little bit of sad news, though. The guy that tried to get up on the roof to get to us.
Yeah, right.
He passed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. So I did find that out.
Passed probably
sad.
Happily, though.
Yeah, look at all
no, because he never could get on that roof. We got down way before he ever could get up.
So as of today, let's see, Denise, you've earned 2 points. Todd, you've earned 2. And Fred, you have earned none. But there is a third case or no case coming up next hour, and it involves La from France.
France. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Cohen, but we're going to get into we've kind of talked about Stormy Daniels briefly, but we're going to get into the Adidas officials and an aspiring agent are given their prison sentences. We're going to talk about what happened and what may happen down the line with all these prosecutions for this. This is about college basketball and possibly Adidas paying off family members to make sure the, quote, certain players go to certain universities.
So, yeah. So we're going to go back to Cohen?
Yeah, just briefly.
All right, so, you know, as Denise brought up, there was this idea initially between Manafort and Cohen and Donald Trump about indemnification because they had a joint defense to what was going on. This raises an interesting issue about conflict of interest. And I know that in the state of California and elsewhere, if somebody other than you is paying your legal bill, okay, if somebody other than you is paying your legal bill, you also have to sign a waiver saying that you understand the conflict of interest that could arise in that. And when you have this joint defense, I get that, but at some point in time in all of this, there was a clear diversion from the joint defense. When Trump was saying, for example, that if what I did violated the campaign finance laws, my attorney, Cohen, was the one who was supposed to advise me of it. Guess what? At that point, they don't have a joint defense.
Right.
And it's separate. And so there's going to be this argument about whether or not you still have to pay once the defense is no longer joint. But we got to head to a break.
Yeah, we're going to talk briefly about a funny thing that was said in that complaint that's kind of a, what do you want to call it, ironic, I guess? We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk and the final sayings on Cohen and talk about Stormy Daniels and Adidas.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio stations. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. Clinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny and Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, Managing Attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's...
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Power has returned to many parts of Venezuela after the country's worst blackout that started late Thursday and didn't start to ease until about 24 hours later. Venezuelan opposition protesters Saturday confronted security forces in Caracas, venting their anger over the blackout along with shortages of basic necessities and the government of President Nicolas Maduro.
Flights in and out of Newark's airport were briefly halted this morning after a plane flying from Canada to Florida made an emergency landing. It was due to a possible fire in the cargo hold, according to the FAA. Another change at the White House. USA's Wendy King has more.
Former Fox News executive Bill Shein is out as director of the White House Communications Department. Though his time was short, Shein was somewhat longer than some of his predecessors. He lasted less than a year after leaving Fox News in July of last year.
Shein expected to help with Trump's 2020 campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back finishing up talking about Cohen. Let's finish up really quickly this because we got to move on.
Just to finish this up here, you know, you can have payment for joint defense. But once the issues become, you're no longer jointly defending and actually two people are pointing the fingers at each other, in many jurisdictions, and I have to believe that New York is the same, an attorney, because of the conflict of interest, that exists, and at this point in time, when we talk about potential conflicts of interest, once Michael Cohen started saying that Trump was violating the law, that he and had all of his statements that he was a con man, that he was a cheat, that has now gone from the realm of potential conflict of interest to conflict of interest. These two people are no longer jointly with each other. And when that happens, the attorney for Michael Cohen, under the conflict of interest provisions in the bar, would be precluded from accepting money for payment of his services from President Trump, the person that they are now opposing. Denise?
Vice versa. All of the attorneys in this action are going to be in trouble if they don't have the disclosure and written consent to that potential conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
So who's going to be on the hook here?
Okay.
The attorneys.
Yeah, guess what? Not only that, I want to just read the funniest,
yes,
most ironic thing in the complaint. We have the complaint.
Reading the complaint, the second cause of action.
This is
called,
Cohen
this
complaining.
Yes.
Against
Donald Trump. And it says, breach of implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing. And on page 66, it says, as a valid contract between the parties, the indemnification agreement imposes on each party a duty of good faith and fair dealing in its performance and enforcement. And my thought on that is, well, where is the contract between Cohen and Trump that predates this? Okay, the original contract for any of the fixer services that Cohen had, where is the breach of Cohen's duty to engage in good faith and fair dealing in the representation of his client, which is clearly breached when you say he's a cheat, he's a thief, he's a con artist.
Yeah, so one of the things we talked a little bit about in the break was what is going to be the Trump organization's countersuit? Because you know there's going to be a countersuit. It's not going to just be merely they're going to answer and respond. No, they're going to affirmatively make some complaint against the Cohen.
I think they are. You know, look, anytime you sue somebody, the question is, what can we really get out of this? The guy's already lost his law license, so they can't get that. I don't know how much money he's got, so I don't know how much money they're going to get there. Fred.
Once again, my dad was right. Son going to law. The guys making the money are the lawyers. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
There's so many lawsuits going all over the place. So the judge tosses Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against Trump, and she's out. And not only that, she had to pay, what, about $300,000 in attorney's fees?
Well, I don't know that she had to pay it, given all of those crowdsourcing things that they had.
Right.
Where the average Joe Schmo at 10 bucks a pop is spending money, and she and Avenatti were actually, it appeared to be, profiting from the bringing of the lawsuit, given the amount they're making on crowdfunding. But, yes, she did have to pay.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't want to get into that. We're going to throw it out. Oh, all of those cows dancing is all I know. I don't know what the music's about. Donna's behind him.
It's the song called The Stripper by
David.
What's the 1950s on a dating thing? Game?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know it's on Radio Law Talk.
Speaking of stripper, R. Kelly is out of jail. Someone has paid his back child support. And I don't know why this is all applying. This all runs from one thing to the next. It's just a smooth transition today on Radio Law Talk. It's the smoothest transition from case to case to case.
So first he's charged with four counts of sexual abuse, I guess it involves four different victims. He goes to jail, somebody posts the bond for him, and he gets out of jail. Then he's given by the judge in the family law court a certain period of time to pay his back child support arrears. It was like $180,000, something to that effect. So what happens? He doesn't pay it. So one of the things that's a consequence of contempt of court when you don't honor an order, a court order, is that you can then serve time in jail. You can have civil and or criminal penalties for violating a court order. And in this particular case, the civil was the payoff of the arrears and perhaps court fees, and then the criminal would be some time in jail. So he was placed in jail, and what happens?
Well, he's placed in jail until somebody pays his $161,000 child support that he owes, and apparently somebody did.
Right, and we don't know who that is.
Yeah. But, you know,
Fred, did you put the money up for R. Kelly?
Okay.
Yeah, it was on the salary I'm making here at Radio Law Talk.
And it's money that just is gone. I mean, if you put that money up, it's not like... I mean, think about it. Well, what would you buy for that?
He was worth so much money.
Yeah,
he was.
But you could actually take a recording of the verbal agreement between the two so that R. Kelly does have to pay it back to this person, right? So that would be enforceable. Maybe that happened.
Have you ever heard of the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
No.
Okay, so 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon is he's been in so many films. If you name two actors, how do you connect this actor to Kevin Bacon? And the way you do it, well, this person was in a film with this person, who was in a film with this person, who was in a film with this person, who was in a film with Kevin Bacon, and that's how they connect, right? And so you do that. So my question is, if we look at the stories that we've just talked about this hour, Cohen Trump, then we talk about Stormy Daniels, and now we're talking about R. Kelly.
Or Michael Jackson.
Well, no, just this hour. We haven't gotten to Michael Jackson yet. Now we talk about R. Kelly. So how would you link those three together using that?
Cohen, Daniels, and Kelly?
Yes. How would you link those three? One relates to one, relates to one, relates to a one, and I've got it. I've got the thread.
R. Kelly had a girlfriend that was one of Trump's girlfriends?
Well, let's start with Trump. So you have Trump, Cohen. Okay, Trump also had something with Stormy Daniels, so that's how you get from the Trump story to the Stormy Daniels story. Now, how do you get to the Stormy Daniels story to the R. Kelly story? Because Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, was the one who gave...
The cops are Kelly Tate.
The cops are Kelly Tate that got him into trouble, and all this led to that. And so now we've got that. There's, you talked about the flow that we've got here. There's our thread.
We are
wow,
so intelligent.
You make me feel so smart.
Well, I think this is more of a Todd, listen, that was an intelligent, articulate.
Hey, even a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while.
So I have a question for you guys. Have you ever had a client found guilty of violating a court order and they have to go to jail as a result?
I don't do that type of law, so the answer is no.
Yes, in a restraining order situation where there was a and also court orders as a condition of probation, you have to do a DUI school or whatever, and it was found that they didn't do that, so they had to go to court because they violated the court order that they had to do this as a condition of probation. Comes up every once in a while.
Okay, so in terms of probation, well,
yes.
In my experience, I've actually done different types of contempt matters where I bring it against the person who's violating the court order, either for child custody, child support, whatever. There's all different ways you can violate the court order. And in my experience, I've been successful in getting sanctions. I've been successful in getting civil penalties, but I have never ever been successful in getting anyone time, even when they were found guilty of like 9 or 10 counts.
When I was a prosecutor, the ones that I used to prosecute elder abuse in the local county that we have, and one of the ways that we would seek is if people are not supposed to have contact with an elder that was supposed to be that was allegedly the victim of abuse, and then they keep calling grandma, they keep doing whatever, and as a condition, those folks would be in violation of the no-contact restraining order. And you got to be careful when dealing with elders, and folks that are over the age of 65 have a certain set of protections.
Over the age of 65?
Over the age of 65. 65 and over, you're deemed an elder in the state of California and in other states as well. And so that's why we have to be very careful with Cal.
We can't abuse Cal?
You can't abuse
hey,
Cal.
Hey, just a couple of pieces of paper waiting for you guys when you leave the studio today.
But I'll give you an example. If somebody over the age of 65 has a business dealing with another company, and for products and services and stuff, and that company starts to bill their personal bank account. They build a personal bank account for amounts. And let's say there's no money. There's a question about whether or not they were authorized to bill at that point in time. In addition to the breach of contract, there may be an elder situation. Anybody in that situation would be advised to go speak with an attorney. And when looking for an attorney, look for somebody that doesn't specialize, because they don't have specialties, but advertise that they have experience in elder abuse situations.
That's
who you want to
breach
look
for. Breach of contract, elder abuse, for sure, or even unfair debt collection.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of an attorney that you would definitely want to talk to.
The big question next segment is whether or not we should be paying off some parents of some basketball players to come play for us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about that.
You found it, Radio Law Talk, on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And the program continues right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All around the world. The world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
I like that song. That's one of my favorite songs, by the way, by Katy Perry. Turn that up, man. That's a good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we got it. That's good. She'll call us and tell us to stop using her music. You better stop. Hey, you know what? How much does an average, like, basketball team in the NCAA make, you know, off their, you know, television and off, you know, ticket sales, et cetera, et cetera? How much money do they? Business Insider did a story on this. March 31st, 2018, the 25 schools that make the most money in college basketball. And it's interesting. It says a three-year average men's basketball revenue is what they're going by. And I can't figure out if this is per year or a three-year period. It says three-year average men's basketball revenue. 25th place, University of Dayton. Who would have thought University of Dayton makes $14 million a year? Now, I don't know if that's a year over the three-year period. It's a three-year average. So I think that's $14 million a year. That's right. No, it does. So 2016 profit, $12,169,000. So $12 million a year profit for University of Dayton in basketball. I mean, this is just I'm not ripping on the Dayton people, but that's not like, you know, Duke. So let's roll down and see who is. Let me throw a few more examples out. Look, Georgetown, $17 million.
That's just basketball, right?
Just basketball. This is just basketball. Let's drop down to Tennessee, $18.3 million.
And what place are they out of the top 25?
Okay, let's see. So Tennessee is 10th place.
10th place.
So
okay.
Let's roll down. Roll down, and we know who's going to be. I didn't know. University of Arizona, $23 million. Now, this is very important to know that the kind of money these guys are making. Indiana, still, as much as they struggle, almost $25 million a year.
What's first place? First place out of the top 25. Again, this is just basketball, right?
And that's just ticket sales?
Basketball. Well, no, it's what they make.
This is revenue they make. TV contracts.
If they
amount of money that they get as a result of being in the March Madness.
Right.
How far they make it there.
Okay. 25th was University of Dayton. $14 million, right? Think of that. That's a lot of money for NCAA basketball in a year. That's about the average.
Yes.
Number one, Louisville, $44 million.
Well, you know, and
Dayton's making $14 million, and that's a lot.
That's right. And that's just for basketball. Do you know what number one is for the sporting program for the entire school, all the sports? What school makes the most and how much they make annually?
Michigan State or Michigan?
Texas A&M.
Yeah, A&M.
Whoa.
Texas A&M. And this is from Business Insider, but this is for all college sports.
Wow.
And that is $192.6 million a year for sports. Did you know that in just about every state, the highest paid government employee in every state is usually either a basketball coach or a football coach because they work for state schools.
Right.
That's
right.
The highest paid is in the coaching profession. But you had mentioned Louisville, right?
Right.
Now, that is interesting because that's going to get us right into the next story that we talk about, because it was the coaches at Louisville that were at the center of this issue dealing with Adidas. Now, before we get there, Fred, I want to ask you a question. If you, as you got a law firm, right, and you're recruiting.
I think I do.
Okay, you're recruiting new talent to come in and work for you. Is it uncommon for law firms at times to offer a salary, maybe a bonus for an associate to come work for you?
Oh, always.
Okay. What about you, Denise? If you had that, would you offer a bonus and maybe a salary for an associate? Hey, I want to get.
Yeah.
Okay, it's great. And that's part and parcel for business anywhere. And you would think that ought to be the case for schools that make upwards of $192 million, but not college athletics.
Wow.
Oh, boy, if you offer anything, you could be facing not just civil penalties, but jail time. What happened?
And loss of your career and a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so what's going on? There's an investigation, those of you, again, who are living under a rock, into the NCAA and some colleges that are, working with providers of apparel and other, quote, sponsors of the team and athletes, eventually, in getting too involved in the NCAA, recruiting situation. And what's happened here is we finally have come down with three individuals, two that work for Adidas and one that was an agent, that have finally come down and found guilty, or at least they pled. I think they pled to charges of criminal charges, and that their sentences have been laid out this past week.
Yeah, they were found guilty of wire fraud and wire fraud conspiracy in this between the apparel company and these the coach and the assistant coach, I believe. They all conspired together to get benefits to the family members of their college basketball players, correct?
So just in a nutshell, the allegation and the way this was supposed to work is that the apparel company, Adidas, in this case, has a contract with Louisville to provide the basketball uniforms and all that, and maybe even have a contract with the NCAA, but this was specific specific to the school to provide their apparel to the school. All right. Now, clearly, the school can't go to a new recruit and say, you know, if I'm Rick Pitino recruiting for Louisville back in the day, I can't go to a recruit and say, you know what, I'll pay you $100,000 to come play for my school. The most they can do is say, well, you'll get a stipend for meals, and
usually $1,500 a month, by the way,
and we'll help you out with rent for your place where you go to live. But the big bump here is you get a full ride scholarship. You get free education. And that's the most that they can really offer. So what alleged here is that the apparel company comes in and says, all right, Louisville, here's what we're going to do. You go ahead and let us know what your top recruit is. We know you can't give the money. So we will, to get our contract with you for apparel, we'll give or offer the money to the recruit.
Well, and not the recruit, the recruit's parents.
Yes, well, their parents and family. And that's what happened here was there was a conspiracy to offer the father of one of these players $100,000 so that his kid would go to Louisville. And he's been found liable for it, and they're facing jail time.
But the parents weren't charged. Did you find that to be interesting?
Well, they weren't charged, and I get that, but there may be a public policy reason here. And the public policy reason is this. A lot of times, these kids that play, they don't come from means. They don't come from a lot of money. And you know, they struggle trying to get through school, and they play, and playing at a big school is their big ticket. And to a certain extent, they would view these folks as victims, even though you make $100,000. But, you know, what person is going to turn down if their annual income is $35,000? What person is going to turn down some company going, I'll give you $100,000 if your kid comes and plays? Especially if it's described to them as, hey, this is something we all do. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Are the parents? The parents may not be subject to the rules and regulations of the NCAA, right?
No, they would not be. But if who might be subject to it is the student athlete. Because if it's found that there is a pay-for-play situation, the NC2A may come in and say you're ineligible to play.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. And by the way, my son-in-law is a very good college football player. You've got to be very careful. Even the family members, there are rules. You've got to be very careful. And that actually segues into whether or not you believe, and we believe as individuals sitting here, that this $44 million a year that Louisville's making off of these kids, by the way, that are receiving. And I know stipends they get. By the way, $1,500 a month is what the college, not all of them, they're a little bit different, but it's generally $1,500 a month, including their rent, where they stay, including their food, including their living, including their car payment. How do these kids live off that is beyond, they don't. They struggle. And
they
yet they're making $44 million or 100 and some odd million a year. The NCAA has got to change something here. Not necessarily to want the kids to be rich off this in college. Doggone it, they're making hundreds of millions for these colleges and getting an education? Come on, really? We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more Radio Law Talk and third hour.
Hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after, so stay tuned for that.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.